Once one Muslim Sufi, he said, people need salah, make zikr, but the reason for them to do these things is to gain worldly benefits. Worldly? We have to understand that until and unless we do not adjust our intentions, we sometimes get lost in these things. In other words, that in short, he's trying to say to us that whatever we do, we have to understand that we have to seek the pleasure of Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The greatest thing is to seek the pleasure of Allah. So in other words, that we have to understand, it's not permissible for anyone, it's not correct for anyone, when he reads namaz or when zikr or any other ibadat that he makes, to have any kind of this, that worldly benefits. For example, a person is going out in jihad, going out in jamaat. He may go because he may be going through some difficulties in shop. He goes with that intention, then he will know that's not the intention he's supposed to go with. Because if he does not succeed, then what will happen? His intention is whatever Allah decides will happen. I'm going out, I must only just seek the pleasure of Allah. Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me, that's all. There must be nothing else in between. No other string is attached. Because I'm sick now that I'm going to need namaz. And I get well, then I forget my namaz. These kind of intentions are not good. Or you won't sit in the company of a pious person, maybe to influence others, convince others. They don't know how I'm sitting in this person's company. All these kind of intentions are not good at all. So Hazrat says that when you make anything, when you do anything, you have to even get married also. You must understand you're getting married to see the pleasure of Allah. To see the pleasure. Other things is sunnah, all said and done, but you're seeking the pleasure of Allah. Then that nikah will be full of barakah. However, he says nicely, likewise the purpose will be jannat also, is to seek the pleasure of Allah. To seek jannat also is to seek the pleasure. Allahumma inna as'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Ridaaka. You have to seek the pleasure of Allah before you enter jannat. If Allah is happy with you, that jannat is something else. He is happy to invite you towards jannat. So one is that you must have, that you must remember that you must seek the purpose. What is the purpose in our life? In short, the purpose of our life is to seek the pleasure of Allah. To seek the? Whatever you do in this world, no matter, even namaz, business, everything, most important thing is to seek the pleasure of Allah. That person who is doing business also, when he seeks the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, he'll make sure he knows the difference between halal and haram. Because he knows if he does anything haram, he feels that I've lost the pleasure of Allah. Allah that? So it's that what he says. He says, if the pleasure to go to Jannah is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah has pleasure in that, you go to Jahannam, you go there too. Hazrat is saying, I'm not saying that. If Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is that you go to Jahannam, you go there too. Because end of the day, you are seeking what? His pleasure. His pleasure is important. If you tell Allah Ta'ala, say, you today you read namaz in the house. You next to the Ka'batullah, but you read namaz in the house. That is your pleasure, I'll do it. I'm not looking for my pleasure. My pleasure, I'm sitting next to the Ka'batullah, but I'm sick. I'm sick, I cannot go there. I am not disturbed. I am not disturbed. But because I know his pleasure, you read there. I'll give you more than that. I'll give you. Because you're seeking what? You're seeking my pleasure. You know, see your place. Your place is, hey, I'm regretting when I'm near to the Kaabatullah. So many days I'm sick. I can't even go near the Kaabatullah. Regretting, you tell other people, you know what, hey, I'm regretting. You are so fortunate. You go every day to the Haram. I can't even go to the Haram too. I'm so sick and all that. That person is a sick person because why? He does not know he is an abid but an arif. He's an abid but arif. Abid, he just wants ibadat. Arif is someone who remembers Allah, not recognize Allah. My Allah wants me in this condition, I'm happy. You are now very, very sick now. You want to become very well. You want to get strong and the rest of it. You want that. Allah says, I know what is good for you. I'll keep you sick all the time. And if you're happy with that condition, then you must know that I'm happy with you too. Because you're seeking His pleasure, which is most important. You must remember, if you seek Allah's pleasure, is most important everywhere. To seek pleasure, Allah tells us. So likewise, you have to, when you say that you go to Allah, if Allah's pleasure in, if Allah's pleasure that you go to Jahannam, Alhamdulillah, His pleasure in that. No one says you must go to Jahannam. No one says Allah will put in Jahannam, Allah will protect us all. But just to tell you this much, that how a person releases pleasure, Allah Ta'ala, that what, when he decides something, Namrud, look at Namrud, what he did. He forced Ibrahim to put in the fire. Ibrahim alayhi salam was prepared for his pleasure with Allah's pleasure in that. Allah's pleasure in that, that I must put him go to the fire. And he went to the fire, Allah Ta'ala commanded the fire that it become so cold, not that it must freeze, but it must have haram in that. So the same fire turned up to something else. So what was the thing that's most important? My Allah wanted me that way, I'm going there. He is going to look after me. He will take care of me. When I'm going to fire, he will take care of me. And we all in the Quran is saying that. How Allah Ta'ala took care of him. In the Quran, in the 28th parah, 27th parah, 28th parah. Where one king, you know, he actually was now taking people and putting the fire. So one mother was sitting with setting the baby there. Now he says, how I must make this woman leave the fold of what Islam at that time. So she, he took the child and put the fire. Now you must know the mother's love is something beyond. What she'll do? She began to scream at her. But the moment Allah, that child was the fire, and the king began to put the button in the fire, and she was hesitant. The child said, Ma, come in, this is not fire for us. Come in, not fire. Why did she, that child, go in the fire? It is the pleasure of Allah, Allah wants, because this, no matter what happened, I'm not prepared to look iman. This was my iman. That iman was so strong. No matter what happened, you can put in the fire, that is his pleasure, I'll go in, but I will not use the iman. So just imagine, his pleasure was that he couldn't find. That he was put in the fire, that mother came, then what happened? Everyone got jumped in the fire. They all began to jump in the fire, to that extent the king realized what happened then. Because there was no more fire. It's his pleasure, you went for his pleasure inside, I will look after you. So the question here is this much, that remember whatever you do, when you read Quran, you read namaz, you read tilawat, you make zikr, you make nafil namaz, whatever you make namaz, first thing, oh Allah, I'm seeking your pleasure. I'm only doing it for you, I don't want anyone to call me namaz. I'm going for hajj, I'm not going for umrah, I'm not saying I want people to call me hajj. I'm going to tell me, Allah, you must be happy with me. A person who goes with that kind of intention on the road, he's very careful. Every way he's going now, he's careful, I will not miss my namaz, because that will I'll lose the pleasure of Allah. If a person from the time he leaves home to go for Umrah also Hajj too, if he says, Ya Allah, I'm seeking your pleasure, then every moment, every way he's going, he's seeking the pleasure, my namaz will not get qaza also. That no matter what it is, I must seek his pleasure. So his pleasure everywhere too. Likewise in business also the same too. You're making sure that I'm doing this business transaction is correct or not. My pleasure of Allah Ta'ala must be there, not my pleasure. My pleasure is I must take all kind of things. I'm going to do the haram too. I'm going to take interest also. That's my pleasure. But his pleasure is don't do all those things. So you say, I lose, but I won't do the wrong thing. I'll lose, but I won't be.
So the seeking of the pleasure is this much. Always remember. Then look at this part, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala put in the fire, but that was his pleasure, Allah's pleasure, he was going apart. We also must have the same thing. That you are sick, you're very sick, you do all the necessary, you know, medication and all the rest of things you do. But in the end, you still remain sick, that is his pleasure. How can I explain his pleasure? You write an examination to work, whole day and night you work. Day and night you work into all the exams to receive, to receive a certain degree that you want. In the end you fail. That is his pleasure. That was his pleasure. Everyone is his pleasure. That remember, everything that you do, you must seek his pleasure. You want to get married to another a certain girl, you go out of his way, or the way to get the thing. In the end, you did not get the girl, that was his pleasure. You know, one goes home. He proposed for a girl and it was refused. When he was refused, then another friend went and proposed and he got married. One whether friend, no friend, whatever. He went and told him, please forgive me. I interfered with your taqdeer. I interfered with you. Please forgive me for that. Because that's the pleasure of Allah. Allah decides who it is. So, we have to have it in every second, every moment of our life, how to see the pleasure of Allah. And doing this thing is a pleasure. If a person got this instilled in his heart, then it becomes difficult for him to do anything against the law of Allah. He won't cause any harm to him with his tongue to. He won't cause any harm with his hand to. He will make sure that in every way he will try to keep the Allah with Narad. With your wife to the same thing you do. The fear is there that no, I must not do anything wrong. So that's the first thing has to be said in the majlis, that today we are not concerned of our intentions. We do not worry whether we do it, what intention we have, we are doing for. And mostly we are doing for worldly gains. Worldly benefits, not for the sake of Allah. So we must adjust our intention. Second, he gives another instance. What he says, that when a person makes zikr all the time, he says very nicely, he says, that you're seeking, that you do, you know, whatever you seek, it will replace Allah Ta'ala. But then when a servant is like this, the servant is like this, that he's not a servant, he's a slave. Someone asks you, are you a servant? He says, I'm not a servant, I'm a slave. But a servant, what he takes? He's a wage. A servant takes a wage, a slave don't take a wage. When you say, you know, that you say, Allah Ta'ala, what you give me? When you work for someone, you're a servant. How much you pay me? 8 to 5. This I take. That is a slave. Servant. A slave of Allah, there's no such thing as. He's 24 hours on duty. 24 hours? When he's on duty, when he's been told to do that, don't question us. Wake up that early from the morning to make steady, alhamdulillah. Whatever it is, you are prepared, that is first. You're not waiting for what wage is. There's no wage at all. There's no wage. But this is when you continue to become a true servant. It's very important to become a true slave. True slave. Then whenever you do something, he says, ke jab dil aur jaan se uski ibadat aur zikr mein lage rahe. Dil aur jaan. You see, the most important thing when you make in zikr, and you know, zikr aur fikr. Dil aur jaan. See, when you must give your heart and soul towards the ibadat. Today when you come to read namaz, you're not giving your heart and soul. People are coming to read namaz, to jamia aata hun. To jamia, you come there and gone. Give your heart and soul like this is my last namaz, I don't know, I won't get another opportunity. Dil aur jaan. This does not mean now that you're in shafar, you know, you went in the namaz and all. This namaz short at that time. So that doesn't mean dil aur jaan means that, you know what, now let me put people to taklif and all. Everything got its time, the way of. But when you do something, give your heart and soul to it. When you read Quran, don't give your heart and soul to it. Everything give your heart and soul to it. That's what the Hadith says. Zikr or fikr lage rahe, to wo kis tarah behram karega. Zikr or fikr. This is a post-mortem. What is to make zikr? Zikr concern also. Fikr. Fikr is there. You know, when a person makes zikr all the time, and if he's still committing guna, isma kya fayda wa? Kya fayda? He making zikr the whole day, he making durushay the whole day, even Quran the whole day, lekin guna mein mubtala hai, isma kya fayda? The fikr comes with the zikr, that's called fikr. Everything got together, ek zikr hai, is zikr ke saath. The fikr must be there that I'm not doing anything wrong. Alhamdulillah, there are certain people I really admire them, no? Who were completely drowned in the cell phones. To that extent that beyond is beyond, but Alhamdulillah, it went to that extent that is now poisoned in front of eyes. Khuda kare others also become like that. Because unfortunately, you know, we have become so much that we don't know and we have become completely blind. And good, good people have been drowned in this thing. They come and sit here and sit like big buzhrooks when they go outside the shaitan with them. You know, it's sad. It is very sad. So one side is doing this, one side doing that. So I get so happy when I hear from people, they say, you know, when I was somebody drowned, I should use the most filthy thing today. I don't know if someone's dwarf, and I say, you have the barakat of zikr and fikr. When you make zikr, that fikr must be there. I mustn't commit, I mustn't hurt that apala. I mustn't hurt. You take his name one side, and then you do something wrong, why can you do that? You make his name, and then fikr, or I mustn't do that. When you're making that figure, Allah said, my banda, if you figure, I will help you. Remember one thing, without the help of Allah, nothing can happen. You can make a million times zikr, if Allah does not look at you, you do nothing. Remember the zikr that you're making, He allowed you to do it. That person is very fortunate in making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. In his heart of heart, he's thinking, my Allah is thinking of me, that's why he made me make zikr. You did not make zikr, you're making zikr, but my Allah is with me, that's why. That figure comes in with the after. That, you know, I must not do anything wrong. I must not hurt him. You know, I read in the kitab. I was so impressed with that thing. So one person was completely drowned in one book, you know. One book. So one person telling me, all the time I see you. You're reading this book, but you're all alone. Don't you feel miserable? He said, I am the author. I am the? Our author is who? Allah Ta'ala. What did I am saying to you? I am the author. I am the author. You are feeling sick. I am the author. So our author is Allah Ta'ala. So who can feel miserable when reading the Quran? If that person reading one novel or not, whatever book he's reading, he says he's with the author, who is an insan like us. Our author is author Allah. When he was with you, what else you want more than that? That's why the first Quruni, a Quran. Tum mujhe yaad karo, mujhe tumhe yaad. So as he says, ibadat mein, zikr mein, fikr lage raho. If you fikr you do, then you'll never be deprived. Of Allah's rahmat. You'll never be deprived. Don't wait for anything. Remember, when you do anything for Allah Ta'ala, do not wait for anything. For waiting something, that's not our duty. Allah, you decide, you give me, don't give me your business. I'm going to keep you happy. I've got nothing between, Ya Allah, you give me this jannat and that jannat. Allah Ta'ala, I'm happy. You keep me like that, Allah. As long as you are happy with me, in this condition, I'm happy with you. So this is what we have to be at all the time. Allah Ta'ala must be happy with you. So ibadat or zikr, fikr mein lage raho, toh kis tarah mehroom. What a jumlumna this is. How can Allah be blind? It's our side we are turned with Allah Ta'ala. If you only turn to Allah Ta'ala and become so strong, He'll hold you very tight. He'll never leave, He'll hold you very tight. But remember, everything got its time. Musa alayhi salam, for 40 years he made dua, then the dua was accepted. He was a Nabi, yet he made 40 years, he made dua, then the dua was accepted. Who are we? Why are you waiting for dua to be accepted? He says, you know, the dushman of mine, I give straight away. The one I love, I want to cry to God all the time. I want him to cry to me all the time. So when you cry in front of him every day, how happy he's getting? How happy? I'm not giving him a day, he's telling towards me. This is what the kamal of insan, he's got zikr, he's got muhabbat Allah Ta'ala. He gives me, he'll decide when he gives me. But I must still be remembering him all the time. So that one majlis. Then another majlis has said, A certain people, you know, when you, they test you too. You say, Hazrat, I heard that you got a certain Ism Azam. Now, Ism Azam is a very big dua. Ism Azam, very big dua. Ism Azam, that the dua is like it gets accepted very quickly. So one person came and told that, Prudhu Hazrat, our command is Ism Azam. You think he just gives the Hazrat? He said, no problem, I'll test you. But before that, Hazrat said that even if you're going to learn some art, that person teaches you how to play very short fight or you know sticks and all. What he does to you? He hits you on the head, hits you on the back, hits you to see what, whether you got tolerance or not. Whether you got tolerance, you hit him this way, hit that way. What's the reason for him to do that? Just to play force. To see how much of anger you got in him. That was the Sahaba Ikram I thought before. For 13 years, the harm they went through in Makkah al-Mukarramah, that no one was allowed to fight to lift the hand to. When they asked for jihad, Nabi said, no, not yet. That they have been so cruel to us. So much of zulm. Not yet. Command did not come from me. Why? We want you to become so strong in the way that you must be so fair in every way. Fair? So fair. If someone has to give one cloud, you make sure you make the same cloud. If someone gives one word, you say the same word. But more you must forgive. For 13 years, they went through so much of hardship. They faced all the hardship. And then when they went to Madinah to Munawwara, then everything Allah gave them. I'm not going to go into detail, but to show you how much of tolerance they have to have in them. That's what when you go to the Khanqa, the biggest thing is tolerance. Walana, the biggest thing is how to bear with people. Because they can harm you, but you in return will be very good to them. So when they went this Ism Azam, they went to the Buzur, and to him, Hazrat, I want to become something. He says, okay, no problem. And thereafter, you know, what an ajeeb. I gave this story, but I like to say it again because Hazrat, the way he explained it, what to say to you. So he said, okay, now, you know what you do? You take this, you know, you put in a saucer, you put one mice in there, and you cover it up. And he said, now take this and take it to a certain buzur. Now while he's taking, now, you know, it's obvious, you know, hey, what is inside there? If I give you a little thing, this is covered here, make sure you don't give it to a certain house, but don't open. The word says, don't open. Now you become curious, I must open. I must open. So now he's taking it, I'm taking it, you know, nothing, I'll open, I won't eat it. While he's waiting, he opened the thing, and the mice are never. Oh, he said, what happened now? He got angry too, made me a fool, yeah? So he went and told the Buzur, you know, I was told to bring this saucer by you, and it so happened that there was a mice in there. The Buzur said, you failed. He was testing you. He was testing you to see how much of tolerance you have in you. You could not tolerate this, you want Ism Azam. You cannot tolerate this, you want Ism Azam. Ism Azam is so great. Because if I give you Ism Azam, you're using the incorrect basis. There's no harm in it. You're not fit. You're not fit. This is what it is that when you go, that Buzugan has been anger. Anger is something that is so important. If you don't know, if you don't have tolerance, you will get angry with everyone. You get angry. Last week we spoke about that. You don't think you are fiddling with everyone. So I can answer 10 questions. One question, 10 times, how do you respond? You're getting irritated. No. Speaking 10 times, your father asked you 10 questions. One question, how does tolerance, arams. I won't forget Hazrat Ji, one person asked him a few times you that. The way Hazrat is speaking to him, like questioning what? Nothing. If the wife asks you one question 10 times, the same question your friend and wife ask, you speak very sweetly. And your wife asks, so where is that tolerance? So tolerance to have in every occasion, that is the most important. You don't have to, your mother asks you. You know, one father or mother asks the son, one question 21 times. The son got so irritated. He said, "Son, don't worry. When you're 2 years old, you ask me the same question 21 times. I was every time asking, answering the same thing. I did not lose myself. Why did you lose it?" This is what you call tolerance. To have tolerance in every occasion. A person can speak to you harshly too, you must be able to tolerate it. If it's non-harshly too, you must be able to tolerate it. Every way you must tolerate it. Now that one majlis came now, which I was leading, and that is when Hazrat said to one person to clean the classrooms. To clean the classroom. And that person forgot to clean the classroom. He forgot to clean the classroom. So Hazrat says, "What happened? You forgot to clean the classroom?" He says, "Yeah, Hazrat, I did not remember." He said, "Yeah, you did not remember because Masjidullah is here," he said. "Because Masjidullah is here, Hazrat is here, that's why you didn't forget. If one Yaqub Sahib was here, was a Thani Rahmatullah was there, then you won't forget." Then, in other words, because I'm a soft person, so you can take advantage of me. But when like Hazrat Yaqub or Yaqub Sahib was there, or the Thani Rahmatullah, then definitely you won't forget. You make me remember. So these are the things, and says, doing nothing. Then Hazrat went on to say that some people that teach in the madrasa, they're supposed to take the whole month's wages, but they teach half a day. They teach half a day. Even the workers they work too. They come half a day, they want the full pay. That money cannot be given. Who start teaching the madrasas also, they got a time. Before those days, the busuk were so perfect that if someone comes there and they move away from the place they're teaching, and after the month and come, they take out the money. "This amount of time I did not teach, I'm going to take it out of the place." So much of taqwa there. Now the person was half a day, even full day. Is that halal? So that husband is trying to say, "Yeah, okay, doing nothing, yet you know what I mean, they want full wages." So this is not anger when you tell a person that. What's wrong with you? When you show you love me, Hazrat said, you tell him that you tell me you got so much time for me, what happened to you then? Now you got people working for you, they got so much time for you, then you show anger. That's not anger. You say concern, what's happening to you? You are so close to me, yet you can't do one small work at cleaning up. Now if you don't tell them those kind of things, what will happen to them? They will sit in the head. Everything does not mean anger. So this is what Hazrat is trying to say, that anger is something else, and this is something else. So in today's majlis, the three few things you learn, one is zikr or fikr. And second is ismat, that always remember that no matter what it is, your intention must be for pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Seek the pleasure. Came to sit on the air to pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Quran, pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Everything is pleasure of Allah. Then you see you have zikr and fikr, then Allah Ta'ala kabhi aapko mihrum nahi karein. Waakul ta'wan, alhamdulillah. ربنا اعطنا نعمه الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاه والسلام على سيدنا محمد ربنا اعطنا الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه اللهم انا ذكرك وشكرك وحسن فاطر السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا توفني مخلصا صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب العالمين